We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:07. Thank you for listening. It's Thursday.
I have a text if I could.
Sure, of course.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Imagine peaking on Sarah's birthday and just tanking on Thursday by saying you're a Cowboys fan. Oh. Has there ever been a bigger fall from grace?
Damn, Vaughn!
Yeah, Vaughn!
Oh, my.
Hey, Thanksgiving is 1 week from today.
You're right.
Go to RadioAlice.com. Participate in our Thanksgiving sides poll. Last year's winners, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, gravy, stuffing, and mashed potatoes. I don't know how much this can change. They ought to give you more than that, you know? There's 100 choices, so they want you to vote for your top three, and you can vote once an hour until Wednesday, November 27th. So if you're interested, the ANN, specifically Andron, has put up a poll.
Thanks, Andron.
Yeah. All right, it's time for the celebrity trash. We're going to start with Kesha. Kesha, star of the show. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. Alice in Winterland's on sale now. Go to RadioAlice.com for tickets and information. Starting at 9 o'clock today, 9, noon, 3, and 5 today and tomorrow. Your last chance at tickets and trees. We'll throw in a Christmas tree when you win your tickets. Mm-hmm. Kesha has premiered a new single. It's called My Own Dance.
What?
From High Road. Read the lyrics over there. Every other word is the F word. It's a hard song to listen to in this state because you've had to do a lot of editing on that. It's the F word is every other word in that. What's a girl to do? F everything, apparently. So there's something we'll definitely be hearing. Block your children's ears if you're going to come to.
Uh-oh, Vinny.
I think it's a nice little premiere, you know, a little preview of what is, you know, what to expect at the Kesha show. You know, it's a grown-up show.
All right.
My Own Dance.
Good to know.
From High Road. Mm-hmm. January 10th is the release date for the new album, High Road, but I'm sure we'll hear a lot of that at Alice in Wonderland. I have some tours that are coming around. I actually want to start with this. My family is a huge fan of Ben Folds.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw him with
He's
Cake.
Got rid of the five, right?
He did. There's no more five. Although occasionally he'll, you know, he didn't do a lot of Ben Folds five songs either when we saw him recently. He's going to be performing with the San Francisco Symphony this coming Tuesday.
Speaking of gigs, we were talking about Brittany Howard, who got a Grammy nod, right?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find that, because
and none of us knew who she was, and then people started writing mm-hmm. in. She's the lead singer of Alabama Shakes, and 415 texted in, Brittany Howard is at the Fillmore tomorrow.
Oh, there it is. Best rock song, history repeats, mm-hmm. Brittany Howard. And so she's the lead singer of
Alabama Shakes.
They're great. I mean, I can't say I'm a huge fan because I haven't listened that much, but I've seen a couple live things of them and just been like, holy crap, that's a band right there.
She's performing tomorrow at the Fillmore if you're into her.
And nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Song. So there's that. Thank you for telling us, whoever texted that in, mm-hmm. because I would have never pulled that. So Ben Folds is performing with the San Francisco Symphony on Tuesday. Let's see. I don't think there's much more info than that. There is a VIP package, though, where you can meet him if you want to. Oh, and
it's probably at Radio Alice because we're playing commercials for it.
Oh, okay, great. Radio
Alice. You going to go meet him?
You know, I just sent this to my family and to see if they want me to buy some tickets.
Mm.
But I don't know if I want to buy the VIP package. It's $219 to $319.
Oh, wow. Per?
Right. Yeah, per person. Huh? But tickets are, you know, 40. They start at $40. You can get them for $149, too. Probably really good seats. Mandy Moore's doing a 2020 North American tour. She had taken a break from music for a while. She's on This Is Us, right?
Correct.
She is going to be at the Warfield on May 2nd.
Really?
In San Francisco. So if you are itching to see her. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Actually, there's a Spotify pre-sale going on right now. So you, if you know about that sort of thing, you can get it through there. Otherwise, general public sales start on Friday. The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
They have set their 50th anniversary tour of North America. Tom Johnston, friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Michael McDonald, Pat Simmons, and John McPhee. They're reuniting for a North American tour next year. Kicks off in June, and it's 30 dates. We have, let's see, Shoreline.
Is it their last show they're doing? Are they wrapping it up here?
It's not quite their last show, but it's pretty darn close. September 12th, Shoreline. And I am not seeing tickets on sale dates. But that's got to be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Here it is, Friday, December 6th at LiveNation.com. The 50th anniversary tour of North America. Lizzo is going to be performing on Saturday Night Live. That is hosted by Eddie Murphy. That is going to be a good show. That is December 21st. So that'll be their Christmas, their big Christmas show.
I'm excited by the Eddie Murphy comeback. And I don't know if this movie is on. He made a movie this year that has got a bunch of accolades, but I don't think it's gone wide, or maybe it hasn't come out yet.
It's like a Netflix deal. Is it possible it's a Netflix movie?
Is it My Name Is Something?
Yes. What is that?
My name.
Read it.
No, that came from my head. Vaughn, do you know it? Come here.
Run in, Vaughn. Don't sit there waiting for an invitation.
Here, take mine.
Yeah, we're all gonna go. Of course, as soon as we hear it.
Yeah, my name is Dolomite. Yeah,
Dolomite!
Is that out yet?
It's out. It's on Netflix. It's really good.
Oh, it is on Netflix.
It's hilarious.
Okay, yeah, I'll watch that this weekend. You've seen it?
I've seen it, yes. I saw it like maybe 3 weeks ago.
What's your review?
I'd give it a 4 out of 5. That's hilarious.
Wow.
I didn't know anything about Dolomite besides the clips and stuff, but hilarious about the entire life of the guy who plays Dolomite, and it was a fun movie.
All right.
Did we also just hear that they're going to be doing more Beverly Hills Cops movies?
Yeah, they're on the fourth one of that.
Is that going to be a Netflix thing, too? Is this part of some deal he's got?
I believe so. I'm not totally sure.
Right.
And he's doing Coming to America, too.
Oh, that's right.
So that'll be fine.
Thank you, Vaughn. Vaughn, everyone. A nice appearance. He loves the Cowboys, by the way.
How do you come from D.C. and love the Cowboys? It makes no sense.
Let's see here. Game of Thrones... the guy who played Tormund Giantsbane, the redheaded dude who was in love with the big woman.
He's one
of the wildlings.
All right, took a second. Yes.
He says they filmed an alternate ending.
Oh.
And then he was like, oh, should I have not said that? And then started walking it back. Everybody is upset, by the way. Well, I guess, not everybody. Some people just accept things. Other people sit around their table a year later and still talk about what could have happened or should have happened.
Are you one of those?
I am not. I sit and listen to that conversation. Boy, you just don't even bring it up at my house. My brother and my husband and my sons will sit there. They will start fighting over what should have happened. I'm like, you guys, the show's over, right? Like, there's no going back and changing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even an online petition where people were trying to get a new season 8 shot with new writers. Like, forget these guys. Redo that. They threw away the last season.
All that energy put into something that's done.
Done. And listen, I agree. I was bitterly disappointed by the ending of that show. The last season and a half, I just felt like, oh, so they don't care about this show anymore. But I'm trying to be over it. So this guy, his name is Christopher Hivju, H-I-V-J-U. He said, well, we shot an alternative ending. That was mostly for fun, but I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you about that. And then they're like, well, what? And he said, I won't tell you. I won't tell you. And basically ran away. He said it was fun to shoot. I don't know if that means that's something that they'll include when they do the DVD box set, which I'm sure will be available for $1,000 for Christmas.
Right.
But just so you know, there's hope that maybe you'll see some kind of alternative ending.
I'm over it.
I would love some different king.
I have no need for that.
I want Jon Snow and Daenerys.
I am interested, however, to see how well they do with the next thing, whatever that is that you're saying that they're doing.
Well, they were supposed to do Star Wars. It's called
Is it the Targaryen? The pre?
It is. It's like 300 years before the before Aegon the Mad King was going to burn the whole city, and Jaime Lannister killed him, becoming the
King's Slayer. House of Dragons,
that's it. It's based on A History of the Targaryens, which is actually a very long book that details all these generations of Targaryens from the time that they landed in Westeros to the and took it over and united it as, you know, one kingdom.
And you like the stories?
They were great. I really thought, geez, George, these are George R. R. Tolkien, whatever the hell
you're talking to yourself. Gee, George
R. R. Martin. I thought to myself, this is amazing. Now, please finish the goddamn books that everyone's reading.
Oh my.
Like, I couldn't believe how great it was. I'm like, clearly the guy
Your
still
hostility,
has it. I know. I'm out of control.
It's a little heavy.
Well.
And you're surprised at the people fighting at your house?
I know. Oh, my God. Well, they are all related to me. Surprise. We're combative. A couple things about the wilderness and surviving with nothing. I'll start with this one. Zac Efron is going to be doing a series for Quibi, which you may have seen ads for. It's an upcoming streaming service that they say will be heavy on short-form stories, short-form video. I don't know if their long-term goal is to create tons of original content that people will tune in. You know what I mean?
Oh, so but like a YouTube channel.
Longer form than that. It's a streaming service, so I think it's more like...
They're calling it Netflix, a mobile video platform.
Okay.
Out of L.A.
That's YouTube.
Right.
Launching April 6th next year.
So, I wonder if you get the app and you have it on your TV, because it sounds like they're doing original programming.
Right. So I guess there should be competition for YouTube, right?
Sure. Why the hell not?
But that's what it sounds like.
So Zac Efron is going to do a show for them. Mm. He's going to head into the wilderness for 3 whole weeks for a series called Killing Zac Efron.
Yeah.
He'll try to survive with the camera crew. Who apparently won't step in to help him. 21 days in the jungle of a remote island with only basic gear, a guide partner, so he's not alone, and a camera crew, obviously. He says, I tend to thrive under extreme circumstances and seek out opportunities that challenge me on every level. I'm excited to explore any uncharted territory and discover what unexpected adventure awaits. I have no idea if that will motivate people to sign up for a Quibi.
Not me.
Yeah. But maybe we'll get some clips from it or something. And, you know, he'll get stung by a particularly nasty bug or something.
But a lot of people grew up with High School Musical, and he's great. I mean, I don't like the movie The Greatest Showman, but he's good in it.
Oh.
I'll give it to him.
Right. I didn't even know who was in that.
Yeah. They're saying this company is led by former DreamWorks animation chief Jeffrey Katzenberg and CEO Meg Whitman.
Oh, Meg Whitman's the CEO of Quibi?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. That's interesting.
Look at them go.
Well, just another app you can get.
Can you get it now?
No, she said April it rolls out. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if this is like, to me, this sounded like, when I saw streaming service, it sounded like another pay streaming service. So I don't know exactly what it is, but I've actually seen TV ads for it.
There's only one way that happens, though. You got to have something people want.
You do. That's the only way.
Looks like a lot of stars are partnering with them. Guillermo del Toro. Lawrence Fishburne, Anna Kendrick.
Oh, all going to do stuff for Quibi. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? It's probably Quibi.
I don't even know. Chrissy Teigen.
Doesn't matter. I'm calling it Queefy from now on. speaking of adventures in the jungle, Caitlyn Jenner is currently on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia.
Okay, got it.
What is it?
Every time you say her name, I have to remember that it's not
formerly
one of the daughters.
Known as Bruce Jenner.
Right. I just don't have it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they all have to have a damn K.
Believe it or not, hers is a C.
Whatever.
She just, you know, she broke with tradition.
She wanted to go rogue.
Right. She went rogue. She's a maverick.
Do you know what occurred to me? That all his sons have a B. Bruce.
Brody.
Brandon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So even though they were in separate families, they were...
Isn't
they carried
funny?
That on, huh?
That is funny.
All right.
So anyway, she is in Australia. She's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She's 70 years old, and I don't know who leaked these photos or if people are following these celebrities around in Australia.
She having the time of her life.
She's thriving.
All right.
They say she showed off her impressive abs while wearing a tiny black bikini.
Is that right?
There she is, coming back from a shower in the jungle. Let's see here.
Those are impressive. I mean, I guess for 70. Sure.
Sure. She looks great.
Man,
for 70.
Talk yeah. about during that challenge last night in Survivor, the dudes that are ripped on that, because you know the one with the ball on Survivor
last night?
Man, the dudes who haven't eaten are shredded.
Yep.
Their abs look
Even
incredible.
Even that older dude, Dan, I mean, he's got, there's no body fat
he
left
looks
on the
good.
Front of him, and he's going like this,
yep.
and you're watching the six pack work.
Mm-hmm.
Which was actually kind of funny because the chick who won the whole thing, spoiler alert, Elaine, was barely, she's heavy. And, you know, sure, she's dropped some pounds on the show, but she's, you know, she's not a small girl. And uh-huh. she, so you're not seeing any muscles going on her, but she was barely moving that thing and looked cool as a cucumber.
I loved her little quote. You're playing a redneck game out here. That's my thing.
Here's, you know, some of these Caitlin looks topless in, but it. Doesn't it looks? I don't know. I can't really make out some of the photos. But anyway, so Caitlyn Jenner is in the middle of "I'm a celebrity, help! I'm a celebrity, get me out of here!" Whatever it is in Australia.
She was doing so much press after she made the transformation, if that's the right word. But she's been quiet for a while.
Mm-hmm. Like, she had a show called "I Am Kate."
Mm-hmm. She was promoting her book.
Right.
For a while there. I don't think it did very well, and she kind of went away after that.
Yep. She's been quiet. This is the first I've heard of her in a while.
Mm. They say she's getting paid big bucks to do that show.
Right. I actually, you know what, somewhere on one of those pages, Vinny, I think it has the amount that she's getting. Mm. I want to say it was like in the 600,000 range.
Really?
Something like that. Is it down at the bottom of that first page?
Oh, there it is. Kate will reportedly earn an estimated $670,000 for being on the show.
Wow. Crazy. Whether she wins or loses.
Over half a mil for doing a show and getting thrown off it.
She's all, yeah, I'll do that.
But they've got her, but they got the bikini shot.
They sure did.
So
she
talk about.
Smoking hot. 70 years old.
Earning your money and bringing eyes to the set. Uh-huh. That's going to do it.
This is just a weird story I'll end with here. There's a church in Mexico that unveiled a gigantic baby Jesus statue. It's 22 feet tall. And so it's very impressive.
It's a baby?
It's a baby. He's
the
sort
baby
of...
baby in the manger, or is the baby standing?
No, he's sort of like a floating baby, like knees up, hands out, baby look on his face. People can't just be like, oh, what a cute baby Jesus. They got to say, that looks just like Phil Collins.
It is, listen,
nothing against the sculptor.
Because that's not a baby face, and the hair's all wrong, too.
He's got the baby with a receding hairline and a curl.
It is Phil Collins.
Maybe the guy who's secretly a Genesis fan. It's enormous, though. It floats above, like, the altar or wherever the pulpit.
What's going on in the tummy there, too?
Like, I know.
It's
ribs. But no, babies are like chubby.
Well, you know, there wasn't a lot of food in Jesus's day, I guess. Maybe they were just showing, you know, like he'll be ripped someday.
That is really weird.
It's such a weird, I mean,
other people are saying
enormous.
It also resembles Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah, like baby Nicolas Cage. You want to see it again? See if it looks like Nicolas Cage. I think it looks a lot more like Phil Collins, though. I mean, they put up a shot of Phil Collins next to him. He's got that dumb curl.
The two pictures next to each other. It's very suggestive. It's hard to.
Anyway, it's very cute. You should try to find that online. Just type in baby Jesus looks like Phil Collins. I'm sure it'll pop right up. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Next year's dating trends after these.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Tiny Crows, Anna Begins on Alice at 97.3. Jane is just swooning right now. It's her
favorite. Loves that song,
yeah,
huh?
She loves it. She said, I think, let me get her quote here. I just couldn't love it anymore. She loves it. So there you go. So we left it to Jane to pick the Counting Crows song today because we've been doing some Alice flashbacks. And listeners have been sending in suggestions from early days of Alice. Mm-hmm. Continue to do that if you'd like to. 800-400-3697. And you're sending
them
off to Jane.
On to Jane, yeah.
So we're
going to
let her surprise us, or she can cancel. I mean, you know, if she enjoys doing this, it's certainly a fun surprise every
morning.
Well, it's
been
when
we fun for a minute or two. It'll wear itself out.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I may have run. I'm like, I don't know any other ones.
It's got legs at the moment, though, so let it run.
Sure. What was it? Ampoon? Was that the, you know?
Ampoon, Snow on the Sahara.
Yeah. That's the one he wants. That's just wait, that's a suggestion. Just a suggestion.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't... What?
You knew the name. Remember, Louis used to get so mad because I think the girl's name is Angoon.
Yes.
And whatever.
And he would call her Ampoon every time.
Well, he's like, she's the biggest artist in Fiji. I'm like, Fiji? We're in San Francisco.
Her name's Ampoon. And that's that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, our partner for this year's toy drive.
Oh.
If you're going to Alice in Winterland, bring a new toy to support Toys for Tots. Fremont Bank will match up to $5,000 in donations. Thank you, Fremont
Yay.
Bank.
Thank you, Fremont Bank. Money.
President, former President Barack Obama is speaking today in San Francisco in about 2 hours at Dreamforce, mm-hmm. the big event that is winding. Well, I think it's peaking today and winds down tomorrow.
So tomorrow's last day. It doesn't
tomorrow's
go into the weekend.
Tomorrow's the last day, right.
And then he's doing a fundraising event in the South Bay tonight. So there'll probably be some traffic around there.
Someone wrote in and said they got to see him in Palo Alto yesterday.
Oh,
so
nice.
I guess he's making the rounds. Uh-huh. And why wouldn't you?
Well,
come to the Bay
money.
Area.
That's, I think one reason.
Lots of tech money all
yes.
over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I could see people wanting to take meetings with him. Lawyers for the victims of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein say Prince Andrew should speak with U.S. investigators immediately. They'd like an appointment, sir.
Yeah, he did an interview.
After the senior British royal withdrew from public duties over what he called his ill-judged association with a convicted pedophile. He's saying, I've quit my duties as a royal, which I thought you were going to do this story. That's why I'm doing it this late in the show, because I needed you to sort of unravel all of this.
Truthfully, that's why I didn't do it, because he did like a sit down. I don't know, with the BBC or some, or maybe like a New York magazine or something, where he was sort of detailing things about the relationship and saying stuff about this Jeffrey Epstein dude that did not go over well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Prince Andrew, they're saying in this article, didn't step down from his royal duties. Now, who is he? Is he the brother of Charles?
He is.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Him and Charles are brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. He was fired by his mom, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
So he didn't step down. She stepped in and said,
You're fired.
You're fired. Huh? The Queen summoned the Duke of Buckingham Palace to tell him her decision. Apparently, his brother Charles went to mom and said, you got to get rid of this guy.
Mm.
He's making the monarchy look terrible.
Mm. Just by his affiliation with this guy.
Yeah.
Because I think, didn't they say that Prince Andrew had been accused of underage chick
yes.
abuse? Or like, I don't know if it just got sort of squashed, but I feel like I remember hearing rumors about
Definitely.
It.
Definitely.
And so for him to also now have an affiliation with like a known sex trafficker and underage girl dater, Jeffrey Epstein, and then to not, like, dump on that guy during this interview. He was, yeah, but that's the thing. It is kind of convoluted. I don't understand exactly what his role is in this.
Well, his role now is no longer a royal.
Great.
He's lost the money and the title. And
oh, boy. Oh,
apparently, he will no longer receive his $323,000 sovereign grant allowance.
Oh, but his allowance has just
got still
pulled.
Receive his income from the Queen's private funds.
Oh, she'll still support him. You know, he's the one who was married to Fergie, right? Sarah Ferguson?
I don't. This is what we need you. You're the. Yeah.
I think that was. Remember, and then they divorced, and it was super scandalous, and now the two daughters are, you know, Beatrice and Fifi, I don't know. They're really gnarly looking daughters.
The picture here is really damning. It's Prince Andrew posing with the Epstein accuser, Virginia Roberts, and Epstein's alleged madam. This one photo is really bad news for him.
Yeah, it's, you know.
And he's got full arm around this girl.
Right, hand on a bare midriff.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, interesting that you can be fired from a job you're born into, but that's what went down.
He's probably like, oh, thank God.
You think?
Maybe.
He's got plenty of money.
Yeah. And his mommy's still rich. Don't worry. Mm-hmm.
Gloria Allred is saying that he should contact American authorities without conditions and without delay and tell us everything you know.
I plead the fifth.
Well,
I don't want to incriminate myself.
Yeah, he's going to damn himself if he gets involved. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem capable of doing an interview in a way that wouldn't.
No.
Like, that's just what...
They say he got kind of ruined in that interview.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, so I didn't do it.
The royals.
I don't want any bad press about my royals.
The latest story on our weather is the storm doors cracked open and rain enters the forecast for the Bay Area. So
give
good
us
news.
Rain. Not too much all at once. We don't want any mudslides. Give it to us. Just ease us in.
Looks like we'll have some rain, not the atmospheric rivers that we've seen last winter, but it'll be nice to see some rain fall, and it looks like it'll be around Thanksgiving.
Take some sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
A new study found the most hated Thanksgiving food in every state. Oh. Cranberry sauce is the least popular, with 17 states saying yuck.
I gotta have it.
I
won't
even
eat my food without it.
I love it.
It's like...
I like the jellied stuff, though. You like the real stuff, right?
I'll eat either one, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't...
I just want that tart flavor.
Yeah. There's a little bite to it. Green bean casserole is the least popular in 12. I don't eat that.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
I mean, I'll have a bite or two, but... You know, you can tell what people like when you look at their plate and you see a mound going over the sides of stuffing. And then there's the turkey, and then there's that little teeny
shot of green.
Oh, you made that and brought it. I'll have a, Let me just, tiny spoonful.
I just don't really have much room on my plate for that's all.
I mean, look at all this. I got crazy with the stuffing.
I know. Have you ever been to one of those, it's like a potluck turkey dinner, you know? Uh-huh. I remember everybody in the family would have to bring stuff, and my grandmother would be making the turkey and all the staple stuff. And there'd just be so many crappy things. Like mincemeat pies and like, who's eating that? Although I did like the yams with
candied yams.
Yeah, those were, you know, but they were, I don't know. I liked the marshmallow part. I wasn't that into the yams as a kid, but there'd just be all these bogus things that you're just like, oh, all I really want is the turkey, the stuffing, the gravy, the mashed potatoes, and maybe some corn, I guess.
Checking in with the States of our Union. Stuffing came in third as the most hated.
Who can hate
sweet potatoes came in fourth. Pumpkin pie tied with turkey for last in three states as the most hated thing on the Thanksgiving Day
menu. So some people actually hate turkey.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which is, you know, then you just boycott the day. What's
right.
the point?
Right.
Make a ham.
Or roast beef.
Yeah,
or
whatever.
Or tofurkey.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, according to this story, this is from Plenty of Fish, the dating app. They just put together their predictions for dating trends in 2020. They're terms that actually represent some of the things that happen when you're on the dating scene.
Okay.
I like dating. I think it's fun. I don't date anymore, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I do think it gets a little hectic if you try to, you can find yourself being almost too active and going, you know what?
I'm gonna take a couple nights off.
I shouldn't go out tonight, and I actually do need to budget the money I'm spending on people I'm not going to stay with.
Right.
You can't just keep buying meals for people and then punting.
You got to keep one of these people.
It's ridiculous.
Let them pay for a meal once in a while. Mm.
They say cosplaying. This is where a casual relationship ends, but the person eventually circles back for a favor. Like they want you to support their Kickstarter. Or I can see that you've become part of their network.
I guess. They're a contact.
You know?
So I saw each other enough times that And as long as it didn't end horribly.
Yeah.
But if it ends horribly and you come back and ask me to support your stupid Kickstarter.
That seems a little clueless.
It does.
Although some of that stuff does go mass mail. Like
yeah.
You could put something out there that would hit every Facebook
contact,
friend
yeah.
that
sure.
you have.
Mm-hmm.
Eclipsing. This is another dating term that Plenty of Fish has. I think they've named it, but... It's when you adopt the interests and hobbies of a person you're dating or pretend you've always liked them.
Hmm.
Over half of people have done this, and I don't see any problem. I actually think it's cool that someone you meet who has, let's say, Sarah's taken me out, and she goes, I love horses. I'm going to take you horseback riding. I'd be like, well, I'm not really into it, but let's see what happens.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to try and experience things that you're not normally exposed to?
Or you can take me surfing and I'll probably drown and you'll be done with me. No. That's fine.
Christina learned to surf.
Right.
And she didn't even mean to.
Right.
She just kind of took to it. Like mm-hmm. she's good at it. It just happened. I took her a couple times and she's...
Well, that's going to be helpful when you start throwing those kids in on surfboards.
That's true.
Yeah.
In fact, we've already... booked our summer trip.
Oh, where
really?
Is it?
We're going to Mexico and going surfing.
Oh, nice.
With the with Peter Cook.
Oh,
and
Lighthouse
his
Realty.
Oh, jeez, that didn't ring. Yeah, we're going to go.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Ride longboards with those guys in Mexico.
Wow. What are your dates?
I don't know off the top of my head.
All right.
But it's set. We've already got the place, got the
killer
flights. It's done.
I hope it's your 4th of July.
White clawing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this is?
Well, I've been, I always get my family some funny t-shirts for Christmas. Because they've got some clever ones, and there were a few White Claw ones.
You're talking about the drink.
Yeah.
They're
what
talking, where you stay with someone you find boring only because you find them attractive. That's White Clawing.
Oh, is that because the drink is attractive to hold and
I don't
even
know.
Though it's kind of boring?
I don't know.
I don't know how that plays.
Hmm.
You stay with someone you find boring only because you find them attractive. Have you done that, Yuzi? Stayed with some hot guy,
but
bored by him?
Yeah. Hmm. Gorgeous. But boring.
Gorgeous people are always a little bit more boring than they don't have to try as hard.
Are they?
You know? Yeah.
I took this. So I always trip out. I don't think that there are that many really boring people. Usually, if you've... I'm good at having a conversation, so I can usually draw someone in and get a conversation. I went out with this girl. She's the most boring person I remember in my whole life that I've ever hung out with. I can't believe how boring this night was. And when it was over, I was like, I can't wait to never see you again. And she was gorgeous, but she was...
Nice to look at, but so boring.
There was nothing to tell. It just was one of those things where I was like, I don't know how to get you excited about life in general. Like, what?
Yeah, that's...
It was really weird.
And people can be just like, you dead-end conversations, but also there's people who will go on and on and on about something that they're... into, but they talk about it in a very unexcited way and they never stop talking about it.
It's tough.
It is.
The term of white clawing does come from the drink.
Oh, well, what do they say?
It's known for having just enough alcohol to get you buzzed, but not enough to get you drunk.
So you like them.
Just enough hotness to keep you somewhat interested, but not enough for you to be drunk in love.
Dating. It's great. Yellow carding's when you call someone out for their bad dating etiquette. And dial toning is like preemptive ghosting, where you give someone your number and then never pick up your phone when they call you.
Dial toning.
Anyway, dating.
It's the best.
Well, try to have some fun out there.
Yeah, just, don't treat it like...
Believe me, no matter what, you're sitting there and you're saying, I need a relationship. I wish I had. Christmas is coming and I'm single again. Gosh darn it. You know what? 10 years into that relationship, you're going to be like, boy, those single days were pretty fun, weren't they?
Yeah. You won't remember all the bad parts of it.
Yeah, you'll absolutely look back and think, oh, God.
I think in general, you should just be looking to, be pleasant and have a good time and not be like the minute someone sits down at dinner with you, judge them whether or not they would be a good marriage partner.
The one.
Right. Just try to just have fun and be light and not have your desperation vibing off of you. And have some hobbies and have some things to talk about that are, you know, that are interesting to you. Be interesting.
And buy.
Sure. Oh. And buy the meal.
Yeah. How about that?
Show that you're self-sufficient.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, that Eddie Murphy movie is great.
Mm. Oh, my name is Dolomite.
925 says, my name is Dolomite. It's so great.
Oh. You have to watch that. Is it funny? Oh, I'm getting a yes. It's funny. Great. I'm going to watch it. I'm looking for stuff to watch this week.
Oh, Danielle from Big Brother.
Oh, hello, Danielle.
Wants to come to our pre-party at Winterland. Fine. She says, I already purchased my tickets, but may I please get a pass to your pre-party?
Can you let her know?
I promise to bring a, bring a big
no.
bag of toys.
Oh, you're saying no? All right. No on the air.
Oh, dear.
Well, oh, just because I know no. Michelle has...
Right.
Everything locked up.
Yeah. I'll let Michelle know. I get it. Wink.
I got you, too. Just when I thought I couldn't love Von DeWizard more. Oh. So brave to be a Cowboys fan in the land of Niners.
He's rooting for himself over there.
Cher plays at the Chase Arena tonight. Cher. You going to that?
No.
What? Why are you making a face?
Cher. No, thanks.
Huh.
I'm not a. I mean, I would not call myself a Cher fan.
I wonder if Cher's already in town.
Sure. No, maybe not. Maybe she flies in later.
I wonder if Cher will do our show tomorrow. Cher, you're listening?
Yeah, you want to stop by?
Call our producer. We'd love to have you on.
Yeah, I just said I wasn't Cher. A big fan. I'm sure she's like, well, screw them.
Yeah. This isn't her.
Yeah, this is too
How
high.
How do you always find the wrong version of this?
This is her, but sped up or
because I probably
up.
Saved that version of it. Hold on. Let me delete that so I never play it
It should
again.
Be.
Do you believe in love?
You know what? Maybe it was probably remixed by some DJ. And you know how yeah. they speed it up and
yeah.
pitch it up a little
that's
bit?
That's not her, though.
But it's the dance version. Hold on. I'll be back.
You don't have to. I'm not a huge fan.
Vaughn being a Cowboys fan. It's okay. Not even Vaughn is perfect.
No. Nope. Oh. Just when you thought he was perfect. Turns out, nope.
He did peak the week, though.
Oh, my God. I've watched that video so many
times. Did you go back and watch your dancing?
I did. It's fine. I'm just an idiot. Whatever. I mean, I never said I was a good dancer. You guys have known me all these years. Are you surprised that I'm going like... Just all excited. I was trying to listen to every word that you said, too. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll finish up the text after this.
In our movie review.
Yeah, Hooman and Chris Kelly are reviewing Frozen 2 and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.